This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another hour of anti-aging conversation on the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jen, and Victoria. Jennifer. Can't do that with Kara because it's just two syllables. So here we are, enjoying a Tuesday, it's 13th of June. Jimmy Carter, very pleasant fellow, was a lousy president, but a great human being. And he proves it all the time. Now 92. Yesterday boarded a Delta flight from Atlanta to Washington. And when he gets on a plane, he makes it his business, even though he sits up front, to walk through the plane and shake the hands of every passenger on board. He's made a habit of doing this. Matter of fact, a passenger named James Sheffield, who was on his way to Washington to participate in a transgender lobby day event on Capitol Hill, caught the moment on video and posted it to Twitter. He said, quote, "It's hard to put into words what a nice reprieve from the current political theater this moment was." And I don't think he's not just talking, I mean, just in
just
general.
Just everything. Yeah.
Yeah, right. I don't take it as being
everybody's
one-sided.
Exhausted by the whole thing.
Did you watch the video for it, by the way?
Oh, I got a little teary-eyed.
Well, he's sweet. It is. It's very nice. His enthusiasm was authentic and humble in a way that made things feel less heavy for a moment. I remember I've met Jimmy Carter three or four times and interviewed him. He's actually short, and you look into his eyes and you can see something there. I've looked into the eyes of a number of presidents. George Bush's eyes, I didn't see the same thing there. Bill Clinton, I didn't see the same thing in his eyes. But I did see something in Jimmy Carter's eyes. And I didn't vote for him, and I probably couldn't imagine myself in any circumstance voting for him based on his policies. If you're voting for a good human being, then you want to vote for a guy like Jimmy Carter. But is it true? Nixon said good people don't become president. I don't know if I want to believe that.
Look at the source.
I know. But he did some things that were actually quite good. Some things that were horrible. He was, you know, a very conflicted guy.
Yeah.
And that seems to be the type of person who, I don't want to say thrives, but when you think back at, I go through my life, Harry Truman was president when I was born. I don't know anything about him really in terms of what I learned as a child. I have learned to respect him more than most people do. I was taught that FDR was some kind of a god when I was in school. I don't believe that that's, as an adult, I don't believe that I think the same at all. I think FDR was a person that showed up. You know, I was asking a friend of mine what the definition of a friend is. And she said, showing up. Well, FDR showed up. Winston Churchill showed up. And maybe that's why the forces of good overtook, well, of course there was Wonder Woman, took over and, you know, kind of controlled and won the war. But was FDR a good human being? I think you can look at lots of biographies of him and come to a conclusion that he wasn't such a great human being. And then Harry Truman comes along, and he actually was quite a good human being. And Dwight Eisenhower was a good human being. I mean, he had a lot of blood on his hands, and it bothered him, but he did the right thing for the right reason. He said, "My country called on me, and I stood up. I was there." Yep. I showed up. In essence, that's not what I'm paraphrasing. But he was a friend to the country. I think John F. Kennedy, where he allowed to live, would have been quite a good, and I wouldn't have imagined, I didn't vote, well, let's see, was I old enough to vote then? No. First person I voted for was, Richard Nixon in 1968. I actually voted for him twice. I was the leader of the Young Republican Club in Framingham South High School, we had four members.
It's probably more than they have today.
I would think that might be the case. Yeah. So, anyway, it speaks volumes as to who the person is by the way they conduct themselves. And Jimmy Carter just gives you that warm, fuzzy feeling, good feeling. And I think we need a little bit more of that, frankly, for all ages.
It's Cindy a wonderful Crawford. Video to watch. You should definitely see it because it is very heartwarming.
We posted it at DJV.
I can find that, yeah. It just makes you feel patriotic. Yeah. It doesn't matter, you know, which president
Party
it was.
Party is not it's important. Just, right?
Yeah, it was a wonderful moment. And also we should mention, too, that yesterday George H.W. Bush turned 93.
Yeah. Not to throw a wet blanket on the story, because I think it's a good one and sweet, and the video was great. But
here it comes. Listen
true
up.
True or false? True or false?
Yeah.
You would be livid if you had to wait for this man to walk up and down the aisle shaking everybody's hand. You can hear the pilot going, everyone, please take your seats, and here's Jimmy Carter. I'm on row 14, son. I'll be right back. You know, Doug, the active flyer would
Let's
be like,
go.
Come on.
Get out of it. Let's keep moving. That may be more of truth to that than you know, Jennifer. Aging and Cindy Crawford. This is really interesting. She's interviewed in a magazine talking about her career on the cover of Vogue. And now that she's 51, she wonders about all of that. But more, she underscores the value of what she did and how it's translated to her daughter, who has pursued modeling. And she says she's one of fashion's most sought-after talents. The kid's 15 years old.
Well, that's modeling for you.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It starts
I used to cover fashion.
Young?
Oh, 14, they're walking the runway in New York. Yeah,
really?
I used to cover Fashion Week. Yes. They stand around and they eat cookies and don't gain any weight. It's really not fun for a normal human being to cover it.
Wow. I had no idea that it was that young.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Is that twisted? Is it
well,
too
the
young?
Only ones
what
who
do they
fit
do
into
to
the
these
clothes?
Kids?
I mean, literally, that's part of the reason.
Fine, but that's not. What's the? You were talking about the woman, the plus size model, in her exercise video off the air.
Yeah, Ashley Graham.
Graham. So, in my mind, Ashley Graham is much more attractive. I think Cindy Crawford had her moments, to be sure, but a lot of these people who do the runway, why don't you just walk out with a hanger in the clothes hanging on the hanger? What's the point of putting them on a body that has no twists and turns in the body?
That is the age-old question.
Who does this appeal to?
It's I don't know. That's just how the fashion world is.
You don't look like that. Kara doesn't look like that.
No,
normal
person looks
real
like
people
that.
Look. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Just it's sort of.
Well, they want you to look like a coat hanger. I mean, that's kind of what they're going after.
Well,
does it look like on the rack?
I guess the point is that the body is not supposed to take away from the clothes. The clothes are supposed to be the focal point. Although I can't stop staring
who
at
wears
like
them?
I don't know. You can get different sizes, I guess, when they go to stores. So they're not all in that little stick size.
But it's about the art.
That's it.
Thankfully, there are a lot of designers now who are really embracing, you know, a lot of women with actual curves. Hmm.
Okay, so from the I Told You So department, Victoria is happy to inform me that Cleveland lost last night, and the Golden State Warriors are now the champions. It seems that it's going back and forth, though. Hasn't it in the last 4 or 5 years, one team to the next, and then it's back and forth? Haven't they both won a couple of times in the last...
Cleveland won 2 years ago, right, Jen? I don't follow basketball really that much, but So it's been it was Cleveland and then Golden State, and then we'll see next year.
Yeah,
boring.
All right. But more important than what happened on the court, you'll all be happy to know that Dennis Rodman has arrived back in North Korea today to
smoke pot with his pal.
Yeah, this is fifth time since 2014. He is going to spend some time with his friend for life, Kim Jong-un. And what Donald Trump thinks about this, Dennis Rodman says, he'll be pleased with my mission. Really?
Well, he might be. He was a celebrity apprentice, you know.
I know he was. So he's over there being sponsored by Potcoin. So I guess I want to know what the difference is between Potcoin and Bitcoin. And what It is that Potcoin is Potcoin Bitcoin for pot? Is that what you use?
Or is Bitcoin special... Potcoin for pot?
What is Potcoin? Anybody know? Is it? I don't know how else to.
I've never heard of it, so this. I have no idea.
I'm guessing it's used to pay for pot. That would be my. I don't know that it's a lot of stretching.
Potcoin is. Let's see. Is cannabis currency?
Yeah, that's what I thought. So.
Yeah, I see someone calling it the Bitcoin of pot. So you're pretty on point there.
The Bitcoin for pot. Oh,
wow, the things you learn every day.
Well, so is Kim Jong-un like a big stoner? I mean, what's that all about?
What do you think about looking at him?
Well, I don't know what that means. I don't know. He doesn't look like a big stoner.
Doesn't he kill people that do drugs?
Yeah, see, that makes me think he's not a stoner.
What? Did he kill
well, that he's aggressive. He kills people. Stoners are very, like, you know, like laid back and happy. I don't think that he's... I don't think that's... If he does any drugs, I don't think that's his drug of choice.
Really?
He's something that makes him very... He's on something that makes him very aggressive.
Mm-hmm. Can I go back just for a second? Do you mind? I want to go back to the conversation that we just had about the daughter of what's her face there?
Cindy Crawford.
Cindy Crawford, her daughter. So I believe, and it bothers me to see this, that Obama's children are being somehow or other, I don't know if abusive or abused by the news media, but objectified. Is that the word? I see these pictures all over the place of Sasha Obama and of her older sister and this whole fascination. And would they be in the focus if they were not the children of the president? And why can't we just leave them alone? I don't see any point in trying to objectify these kids so they have some kind of a... How can they have... It's tough enough to have a normal life when your father's president, but leave them alone.
I don't know, but we have to go back from your going back to Kim Jong-un for a second.
Oh, okay. Excuse me. Go ahead. Let's go back to the way back.
Apparently, North Korea, it's legal to smoke pot in North Korea, and one of the headlines on The Sun says that dopey dictator Kim Jong-un has turned North Korea into a nation of potheads with cannabis to distract locals from their miserable lives.
Really?
So apparently they're saying that he gained a lot of weight because he smokes all the time.
Really? Yeah.
And that cannabis is openly sold in local street markets.
Great. Huh.
And it's encouraged by his government officials, and it's even cheaper to smoke than cigarettes.
So the other headline today is that North Korea wants to test a missile that can blow up Trump Tower. That's Kim Jong-un.
That's a very specific goal.
Yeah. He wants to blow up Trump Tower. There you go. Bunch of whack jobs. A lot of... How do these people get... Well, they kill everybody that's in their way. That's how they get their positions of power.
Yeah.
You think that Pukin Putin is any more legit than Kim Jong-un? He's just in control of more money in a bigger country. That's all. I would bet he'd be a pot smoker. What do you think? You see Vlad Bad?
No way. No. He doesn't want to be out of control, no.
Yeah.
20 past the hour.
Greta is a drill instructor.
On your feet and negotiate this obstacle.
Yes, ma'am.
When it comes to training lean, mean, fighting machines, she doesn't mess around.
I do not have all day, people.
But in her free time, Greta's an amazing poet, and she knows it.
The green grass, it whispers to me like an ancient firefly.
Look at her throw those verses with confidence. But when it comes to getting a mortgage, Greta's less confident.
A little help here?
Fortunately for Greta, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so she can understand the details and know she's getting the right mortgage.
My confidence. It's returned like a jealous lover on a rainy night.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And MLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
If the
these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
I need it. Just give me a little R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Yeah, crank this up. Aretha. Trying to perform this weekend in Detroit. It's Music Weekend. Gets a lot of respect from her hometown. Queen of Soul was praised over this past weekend as part of the inaugural Detroit Music Weekend Festival, with a street naming and a tribute concert, as well as her own free headline show in downtown Detroit. She said it may be her last performance in her hometown. Quote, "It's still moving in that direction. It's winding down. There's a warranty on everything. 54 years of traveling and flying can be very tiring. I'm not happy exactly about doing something that you've been doing for 54 years that you really love, but nothing goes on forever." So if that proves to be the case, she left her fans of 14,000 with a wonderful finale. She performed for an hour and 50 minutes. It was 90 degrees. The sun beating down on her for much of the show. During a break in the show, she received a key to the city from the mayor and the Virtuoso Award from her opera coach, Mary Lynch. Who knew that she came from opera? Didn't surprise me. She pronounced herself weepy. Anyway, she got this magnificent honor. She said, "I've promised to be a frequent visitor to the block that now bears my name. I want it to see it every time I come down there." She lives, she didn't live in Detroit. Yeah, she has a home there, but she doesn't live there. She lives in someplace in L.A. I think she lives in Studio City, Jennifer, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. Somewhere there. Anyway, she's on a new album with collaborations from Stevie Wonder, Elton John, Lionel Richie, and Yitzhak Perlman. There's an interesting combination. Right? She's working on a new food line with Krispy Kreme. There's another. Huh? Yeah.
She's gonna capitalize on Patti LaBelle's sweet potato pies from Walmart or whatever, wherever they're from. Yeah. She wants to compete, I guess.
Wonderful. Well, good for her. She's always been one of my favorites. She's an old favorite. One of my new favorites is John Legend, who's in the music news again. Won a Tony Award on Sunday as co-producer of Jitney, which won the award for the best play revival. He's won Grammys. He won an Oscar for the song Selma's Glory. Now he has, with the Tony, what they call EGOT status, winning all four major American entertainment.
No, he hasn't won yet. He still needs an Emmy.
Oh.
He's got GOT.
The E is in GOT. He's got GOT, but he needs EGOT.
There's no there there. He's got GOT.
Right. I still think he's a fabulous performer.
I've seen him in concert. He's amazing. But he actually has a chance at winning an Emmy this year.
Yeah.
Because he's on that show that he produces called Underground.
Underground.
And he played Frederick Douglass, and he actually he's been offered for consideration to be nominated for a guest Emmy.
Good. He's got a nice way about it. That's all I can. I put my. Remember, I was talking about earlier how I pretty easily sum people up by looking at them, watching them. There's something about him that I find very appealing. He's got a wonderful face. He seems to have a good attitude toward things. He's worked very hard, apparently, from all indications. He's good at his craft, and he likes to work at it. And what better thing to say about someone when you really love what you do and you love what you're doing? And I'm very blessed. I feel the same way. Been on the radio for 53 years, and I like it more every day, probably because of the company I keep with Jennifer, Victoria, and Carol. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, talking and listening, hugging and kissing are all wonderful methods of communication. But you and your pet don't live on a desert island. There are plenty of people out there, not to mention sights, sounds, and experiences, that are unfamiliar and therefore potentially frightening to your dog or cat. Because you live in a neighborhood, it's vital for your pet to be acquainted with and comfortable around a variety of sounds and activities. Many dogs and cats are comfortable in their own territory, but panic-stricken when they go out in the street. Even a dog that regularly hears other dogs barking, the rumble of rush hour traffic, or the cling of fire engine sirens and trucks from the vantage point of a high-level terrorist doesn't know what he's dealing with when he gets out on the street. So socialization is critical. An undersocialized pet, one kept alone in the house or yard because the owners either aren't around or don't take him outside, never think to expose him to new adventures. One of the most important things as an animal behaviorist that I can tell you, training is critical for any dog, but more important is socialize, because a comfortable dog is a happy dog, and a happy dog is generally a well-behaved dog. I'm Warren Eckstein.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Nothing phony baloney. This is non-GMO radio. It's all real. The DJV Experience. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Coming up, the sports news. The billboards and buses that you see in big cities around the country, like Los Angeles, where Jennifer is, New York, where Victoria is, Washington, where Kara is, Boston, where I am, buses, subways, magazines, portraits of attractive men and women, and a simple question in bold letters, what is Vivitrol? If you go back 5 or 6 years, Vivitrol was a treatment for opioid addiction. Didn't do a good job. Well, I shouldn't say didn't do a good job. Didn't have much of a market then. Now, sales through the roof, profits rising fast, thanks to the use of political connections and the reality of today's world of drug addiction, something that I've been talking a lot about because it bothers me so much. But this is what bothers me more. The ads that are on television, and I use this example frequently. You ladies have heard me talking about this, and you jump into the conversation with agreement, how we have become addicted to things as a result of how they are promoted legally.
Hmm.
And apparently there is scant science to prove that this drug Vivitrol does anything really to curtail drug addiction, but is finding itself in a position of having people get addicted to it. So, but then you've got these new people in power. The new Secretary of Health and Human Services, Mr. Tom Price, said it was the future of opioid addiction treatment. Went to the plant in Ohio, and then the people who are specialists in this business started analyzing what the drug actually does. And I don't mean this to sound like an anti-Trump stuff, because I'm not really anti-Trump. I'm not here to apologize for him. I'm not here to get involved in politics. But I am interested in drug use and abuse and where it's going. And I think that what we're doing here is creating a saga or a strategy that has one drug outdoing another drug to questionable results. That's all I'm really saying here. How do you use one drug to stem the flow of another drug, and then upon examination, you get people addicted to it? I think that's happened with methadone, hasn't it? The treatment for what it's supposed to keep you away from, the people get addicted to methadone. We get addicted, it seems, to all kinds of things. And so we go from one to the next, 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 to the next. Meanwhile, these people are spending billions of dollars. It's good for radio and television advertising. It's great. All these ads, whoa, bring it on. But you hear the stories, and then you wonder, okay, what's this going to do if I get onto it? And it's glamorized and sort of sanitized. And I find it troubling. I just find it troubling. The whole thing, using a drug to get away from another drug. I can't imagine this is good. So what's the solution then? I always like to present a problem and then a solution. I don't know, because even though my son is in this business and we talk about
it. I was going to say, what would Brendan say is the solution that he would like to see?
He wants to get everybody off of all of it.
Yeah.
He thinks there's no future in having, in coddling those. I remember when I was working at WCAU in Philadelphia, I interviewed people, this would have been in the 80s. There was a couple that started a program called Tough Love. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
Tough Love. If you Google it, you'll come up with the name of the husband and wife team. I can't remember their names, and I haven't thought about them for years until just now. But you asked me that question about Brendan, and it just sort of tripped a switch in my mind, going back to what the reality is of some of this stuff. And it's just, and we were talking about it sort of with a focus on raising children. At some point in time, there is a need often to get tough with your children. I don't mean, I mean tough. And the way to get people, we coddle, we've become accepting of so much in our society. What's the clean alternative to any of these drugs? I'm looking at something else called Suboxone. And its formula is close to buprenorphine. I don't even know how to pronounce it.
Yeah.
I mean, these things are all over. These drugs are smuggled into prisons. The number of people getting high in prison, you have no idea, apparently, what kind of a problem that is, on the street, off the street. So it is with a heavy heart that I ask the question or wonder out loud, if you can't just fix the problem by being tough to your children, with your children. Get tough.
Well, yeah, but you know, the thing is, though, there are so many kids who are homeless because, you know, when you look in like the LGBT community, there are so many parents who have just abandoned their kids because they showed tough love, and then there are kids that are homeless because of it. So I don't know that really is the answer.
So if that's not the case,
answer,
then All right, that's a good response to the question of what do we do. So what's the next alternative? What do we do? And it's not something I can solve in 3 or 4 minutes on the radio.
Yeah.
To be sure.
I just think maybe education is the best thing you can do. Like, instead of telling your kids, don't do drugs, like, really have conversations
just
and
say
really
no.
talk about it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What does it do to people? Have pictures. It's like the cigarette carton with those pictures of people with holes in their lungs. You don't think that keeps people from smoking? Only the
dumbest. It worked for you.
Dumbest.
Yeah, it worked for you, and it worked for me with our families that smoked and watching that. I don't know. I feel like it's a cultural shift, too, a bit, because I think you have a lot of parents who actively try to be friends with their kids and to say, well, if I'm keeping an eye on this, then this behavior is okay. And then all of a sudden that kind of thinking sort of spirals out of control.
I think you have to provide a good example if you're a parent, and also provide your kids with a strong sense of self and critical thinking, because I feel like so many kids get lured into this because they know other people who are doing the same thing, and then they're not able to step back and think for themselves.
Yeah.
Like they just do it because other people are doing it, which is super cliche, but I think if you provide kids with the ability to think for themselves and have a family background where they can go and talk to them about it, I think that can help.
So let me just go one step further here with this, if you don't mind. And it is... My comments here are directed on us understanding what kind of an atmosphere we're creating for our children and our grandchildren. It isn't just the drug stuff and what goes with that, but it's the whole violent. You know, the best cyberpunk comic book award has just been given to a cartoon called Frontiers at comixology.com. Frontiers has been called the Pulp Fiction Star Wars. Sex, violence, nastiness, destruction. This is a story about a man trying to destroy humanity. And it is for adults. All kinds of references that are crudely sexual, dark humor, and this on the heels of all of the focus on these superheroes from the comic books. We've got Wonder Woman and the story and all these other things, these grotesque figures that come from comic books that have been created on the Transformers and all the things, the Mummy, whatever it is that you see. And people seem to be entertained by going to this stuff. Is that something you should keep your children away from as they grow? Jennifer, as you have children, and Victoria, Kara, as you have children, what are you going to do when they're confronted with all their friends seeing this kind of stuff? And they grow up to adults and they look at more of these things like Frontier, destined to destroy humanity. That's the slug line. What in the name of God?
I have a big problem with super violent video games and things that, like, you know, little boys are playing when they're 7, 8 years old, and it's just guns
this,
and violence, and
do we
I,
go down
I don't
the
think
same
that's
road
appropriate.
With that, Victoria, as we do with the drugs, you educate your children as to why you don't do this.
Yeah.
Even though there are going to be a lot of people around
them. Just don't let
them
do it. Right. I mean, so often you kind of have to protect your kids a little bit. I don't know. Maybe I'm old-fashioned, but I just feel like you try to make kids be kids for as long as possible. And maybe that's speaking for me. I wasn't allowed to be a kid for very long. And so it's my intention for the families that, you know, for my future family is to make sure that they get to be kids. And I don't know that violence does that. And I don't think there's anything wrong with protecting your kid from watching that stuff.
Right.
Let me go to something that I learned, and I forget where I learned it. I think in my freshman year of college, we were studying some sort of a Greek play, and I learned about the term stoicism and what's the opposite of stoicism? Is Epicureanism. All right. Did you ever study that in school? The philosophy of Stoicism versus Epicureanism. Do you know even what I'm talking about?
I don't specifically remember
that, but
was there a Greek tragedy it was related to?
Yes. So there were a number of them. The Greek tragedies were built and taught there were two sorts of people, Stoics and Epicureans. The Stoics were conservative. They played it close to the vest. They lived a stand-up lifestyle, and they were examples to all. And the Epicureans lived in gluttony. The Epicureans, you heard the expression Epicurean delight? That has to do with people who go overboard drinking and eating and celebrating and partying and that kind of stuff. That's how it's applied to the world today. So if we teach our children stoicism to a certain extent, that is seeing, you got to expose them to everything, but in thinking about how it's better, I don't mean this politically to be conservative, because I think that we bastardize the term and we don't really understand what it really means to be conservative. I don't think the political term as it's applied to people is accurate at all. I think I'm pretty, I don't know if I'm stoic. I guess I am conservative in the sense that I believe in saving, whether it's finances or being careful with your body. I mean, that's really a conservative trait. Taking care of your body is to conserve your body. That's really what the word means. So if you want your children to be healthy, you want to conserve your family, you teach them about how the value of, and maybe I'm a Pollyanna because I grew up on the farm and many of my values in life come from being on the farm, but I still think that there's a way of teaching that or being around it that doesn't mean you have to be on the farm. Look at the values that are taught by yesterday, the discussion of saving when it's, or last week, I guess it was, the whole movement of taking food and trying to save it to be reused, either to give to people who can use it, or you compost it so it can be used again. Conserving things means they can be used again for something valuable. Am I stretching this too much, or does this make sense in terms of the drug conversation that we had?
I mean,
and in terms of the violence and entertainment that we're talking about.
I mean, something has to change, so maybe that's the approach that people should be taking.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I was just having this conversation with my mom last weekend. We were talking about a family we know, and one of their sons has a drug issue and has been in and out of rehab, and it's sad, and I just said to her, I was like, I don't know what you and Dad did, but my brother and I, we were never even tempted by any of that stuff, and none of our friends run in those circles either. And it's a tough thing to think about being a future mother. How can I replicate that I turned out not being tempted by that? So
being
how do I replicate
conscious.
That?
You're being,
what did
you
they
conscious.
Do?
Right. Yeah. It's
conscious.
It's, one of my mom's favorite sayings growing up, and it came from my grandmother through hers, moderation is the wise man's pleasure. And that's something that she has said about everything that we've done. And I think that maybe that has been ingrained.
Ask your parents about stoicism at some point, just for the heck of it. 10 before the hour.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Time, learning time, lesson time. Information is king here on this program. I think the most valuable asset that we have is being able to share knowledge. And I've been very fortunate over the years to meet a lot of people who have lots to share to make your life better. One of them is Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a practicing Nooka chiropractor. Salt Lake City is his home. I have visited with him any number of times. He's helped me immeasurably, and he helps a lot of people with the weekly podcast he has at ForbiddenDoctor.com. One of the things that we frequently talk about is managing blood sugar levels. All of you, I say this, all of you need to have an annual checkup. So you know what's going on in your body. You get your blood test. You look at the levels. And oftentimes, one of the things that appeals to me about this, Jack, is because, as you know, my blood sugar levels are a little high. And that's because of my loving ice cream and candy and cake and that sort of thing. So it's not helping me a lot. I'm trying to swear off of as much of it as I can, especially this summer. I've dropped about 10 pounds since I saw you, and moving it around, it's something that I need to do every year. And one of the things is to be conscious of what I'm eating. So now I have this snack of all kinds of nuts, almonds and cashews and peanuts and that kind of stuff I put together. And you have written about how nutrition-packed nuts have awesome medical or medicinal consequences. How so?
Well, specifically almonds. And one of the really good things about almonds is that they have this monounsaturated fat content that helps you to feel full longer. Mm-hmm. Whenever you eat something that has saturated fats in it, whether mono or poly, But when you have saturated fats, they hang around in the system longer. It takes the body a little bit longer to process these things. And while it's doing that, you feel full. So what I've suggested to a number of people, if you're going to binge watch TV or you're watching your news programs or whatever else and you're sitting down on the couch, skip the chips, skip the corn chips, skip all the
hold
other
the
stuff.
Pickles, hold the lettuce.
Yes. if you just took some good old organic raw almonds and you soaked them in water overnight, and then you let them dry out by themselves, they soften up a little bit. A lot of the real good nutritional content that is dormant in that dried state begins to be active, and then sprinkle sea salt over it, sprinkle whatever your favorite kind of spice is, not sugar, but some kind of spice over top of those, and snack on those. You'll find you don't need as much. They have a lot of fiber. They've got the good fat that I just talked about, and they're loaded with nutrition. And we've found out that, well, not we, but there's studies that show when you eat things like this, it brings the blood sugar levels down. And by bringing the blood sugar levels down, your pancreas can rest. The immune system can come back on board, because just a little bit of sugar on a regular basis stunts the immune response. So these are some things to think about when it comes to not just regulating blood sugar levels, but what you're going to snack on when it comes time to snack.
Diabetes, type 2 diabetes, is caused by having a really heightened sugar level. And then that leads you to cancer and cardiovascular problems and that.
Well, remember what they used to call diabetes.
Sugar
it was sugar diabetes.
Yeah.
And then the sugar industry lobbied to make sure they got rid of that word.
Yep. Yeah. So all of this in concert with our focus on things like super beets that have no sugar in them whatsoever. This is a way of helping you to forestall. They say to me, be careful, don't talk about how using super beets can stave off illness or disease. Okay, so I'm not saying that, but what I am saying is common sense would lead you to believe that with fake energy drinks being what they are, and people's need to have more energy and stamina, wouldn't it make sense to introduce an all-natural product into your system? Right? I mean, it's food, for God's sake. That's all it is.
That's it. And the FDA does not like anybody suggesting that food will heal or cure or make you feel better.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh,
Think about the ramifications of that. It's nuts.
Yeah.
Pardon me.
And it's not a law. It's the bureaucratic policies of the FDA.
You can't make those claims. Why? Follow the conclusion. Healthy blood pressure levels, which come about as a result of using super beets, brings blood to your entire body and keeps it healthy. You don't have to be a surgeon to figure that out.
Yeah, and this isn't a law. These are just bureaucratic policies inside the FDA, even though there's extensive studies that show what you and I just talked about.
Yeah.
You're going to get in trouble if you say it.
800-655-4183. Order your first supply of Super Beets. Get on the bandwagon. 800-655-4183.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.